Never have to wait long. Locker Room can even custom personalize anything for you. Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut in Mountain Home. The Locker Room, your Bomber headquarters.
Do you often divide the dinner bill with friends or family? Now you can split the cost of that check with Zelle, a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to people you know and trust right from your Me Banking online and Me Banking mobile account. So after you split the meal, make sure you split the bill with Zelle. Ask a representative at Farmers and Merchants Bank or the Bank of Fayetteville for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC.
It will be Russellville's ball to start this second quarter as Mountain Home leads 15-10. I tell you, it kind of got to be a battle of outside shots there toward the end of that quarter there.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, for 15 points for the Lady Bombers for a quarter, that's great. If you average that out, 60 points for a game. If I have a feeling if we can get to 60, we have a chance to win in this game.
Absolutely. Ball is up top with Ely. She'll give it to Burke, who has it just outside the arc. She's going into lane, going in for the running jumper. Will not go. Gets her own rebound. Puts the layup back up off the glass and in. And Brenna Burke has her first 2 points of the night. Husky with it. She will give it to Mullen. Into the front court. It goes to Rucker. As Campbell tried to go for the steal, she gambled a little bit. Ball goes to Husky now, who will set the offense. 15-12, Mounts home up. Rucker with it on the right side. Puts up the three-pointer. Will not go. And rebound comes to Russellville. With it, they have a chance to either cut it to one or tie it. 7:15 left in the first half. It's a three-point Mountain Home lead. Zariah Willis with it on the right side. She's going to go down towards the lane. Kicks out in the left corner to Burke. She's going to go into the lane. Her pass is stolen by Rucker, and Mountain Home and Russellville commence their first turnover of the night.
Good help defense there by Kate, cutting off the baseline, and then Andy dropping down there to get that extra pass.
Ball is over on the right side with Mullen. Now Jackson has there on the wing. Gives it to Rucker just outside the paint. Back to Jackson. She's going to try for the three on the right side. In and out. No good. And the rebound is knocked to Zaisha Willis. Willis. That's hard to say. Ball is up top to Zariah Willis. She's going to dribble to the paint. Has the ball knocked away. And Parker Husky comes up with a steal.
A good dig there. We call it a dig in basketball when the guard comes down and digs at that ball, that post player. Good job there by Parker, knocking it away.
Norcross with another three-pointer. Good. Annie Norcross with 8 points. 18-12, Mountain Home up. 6:13 left in the half. Burke quickly back the other way. And she's going to be called for the charge. Brenna Burke picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against Russellville. And that is their third turnover of the night. So Mountain Home bringing in three subs. Lauren Waymire coming back in. And for the first time, two freshmen, Whitten Coleman and Lakin Moore, coming in as well as Annie Norcross, Amelia Rucker, and Cameron Mullen. I'll take a seat.
That's one thing the Lady Bombers hadn't had this year's depth right here. And with these freshmen coming up, that might provide them a little bit of depth to give some of these older girls some breaks.
Here is Husky into the front court for Mountain Home, dribbling on the right side. She'll give it there on the wing to Moore. Moore takes the screen, dribbles in toward the lane, going in for the turnaround, leading jumper, good!
And that's one thing you can see about Lakin Moore. She can take the ball off. She's a big guard that can take the ball off the dribble.
And it's a three-possession lead for Mountain Home, 20-12 our score. Ball is back with Ely on the lane. She's going to try the scoop layup, will not go. Ball goes out of bounds, and fouls will be called on Russellville on the rebound attempt. They're going to get to Leah Ely with her first personal foul. That is the 13th foul against the Lady Cyclones here in the first half.
You know, one thing you're going to get with the two freshmen in, Lakin Moore is an offensive threat. You saw it on there. Nice spin move, nice take. Witten's going to be more of a defensive player, and she can spot up and hit the three out there. She shot near 60% from three at the ninth grade level this year.
20-12, Mounts home up with less than 5.5 minutes up to the first half. It's a half-court man now for Russellville. Husky dribbling towards the free throw line. Kicks out to Jackson on the left wing. Jackson's going to dribble toward the free throw line. Gives it to Husky on the right side. Husky's going to dribble toward the corner. Goes back to the wing. Now picks up a dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now Waymire gets it. Gives it right back to Husky. 5 minutes left in the half. Husky dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it to Waymire on the right side. She's going to dribble to the low block. Finds Husky in the right corner. Husky dribbles toward the elbow. 22. Kicks it to Waymire in the corner. 22. Waymire dribble out on the wing. Gives it there to Husky. Up top now to Jackson. Step, step, step. 4:40 left in the half. Ball goes away. Martin near the free throw line. Over to Husky on the right side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good!
A great play there by the Lady Bombers. You hit the high post. Back screen, that three-pointer over there for Parker in the wing.
And that's a double-digit lead for Mountain Home. 23-12 our score with 4:24 left in the half. Ball is with Shaisha Willis on the right side. She'll dribble up to the top. Now she gives it to Burke there between the circles. Mount Tolman, a man-to-man. Burke dribbles to the right wing. Gives it down. Tries to throw it down to Ely. Ball's knocked away. Ball's still being fought for. Ball is still being fought for. Is it going to be a jump ball or is it going to be a foul? They're going to get a foul, aren't they?
They're going to call a foul there on the Lady Bombers for diving on top.
They're going to give Whitten Coleman with her first personal foul, team foul number 5. Against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. Lauren Waymire and Kay Jackson checking out of the game for Mount Tom, being replaced by Annie Norcross and Cameron Mullen. 4:07 left to play in the half. Mount Tom with an 11-point lead. Inbound pass goes up top to Burke. Burke will throw it up top to Shaisha Wills. Over to Burke on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer there on the wing. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Husky. Back comes Mountain Home. And, an offensive foul called on Husky in the backcourt. They're going to get Parker Husky with her first personal foul. That is the 16th foul against the Lady Bombers in their third turnover of the night. 3:52 left to play in the half. Russell gets the ball back on their side of the floor. Burke will throw it to Ely in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Will not go. And the long rebound chased down by Parker Husky. And now foul's going to be called on Russellville. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and that's what Mountain Home wanted the first time, man. They were riding Parker up the floor, and they called Parker for trying to wrap around her arm to get around there. And they did the same thing there, and finally Mountain Home got the call.
Tracy Campbell picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 4. Against the Lady Cyclones. She'll check out of the game, being replaced by Drew Robinson. 3:41 left to play in the half. It is Mount Tom getting the ball back, leading 23-12. Mullen will walk the ball across the half-court stripe. Dribbling to the right elbow. Kicks it to Husky on the wing. Husky's going to dribble into a lane. Kicks it up top to Moore, and she's called for the travel. Shuffled her feet just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah. She tried to move a little bit, picked up that pivot foot. She made the shot. Nice move if it would have counted there.
3:27 left in the half. Russell gets the ball back, trailing by 11. Burke will walk the ball on the left wing. Now she's going to dribble down to the low block. Picks up a dribble, kicks out to Ely. Ely dribbles to the low block. Looking to make a move to the basket. Instead, she'll give it to Robinson there in the lane. Now, Zariah Willis will dribble out to the right side. She goes back to the lane, and it's going to be an offensive foul called on the Lady Cyclones. Zariah Willis is called for the charge. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lady Cyclones.
Yeah, good job there by Witten. Witten's girl cleared out. She just turned around and took the charge so far. 2 freshmen, you see what you get. Lakin's the offense. Witten comes in, gives you a hustle play on defense.
Both teams now with 4 turnovers. 3 minutes left to play in the half. Mounts home with the ball, leading 23-12. Mullen will dribble to the left wing. Gives up top to Husky. Over to Coleman on the right side. Coleman's going to drill to the corner. Gives it to Moore just outside the lane. Up top now to Mullen. Over to Norcross on the left. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the long rebound is controlled by Ely. Back comes Russellville.
Yeah, you like that shot there by Annie. She's been hot tonight. Continue shooting that ball. It'll continue to fall.
Burke will throw it down to Ely on the low block. Now Ely picks up her dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it, and a foul's going to be called away from the ball. They're going to get Whitten Coleman with her second personal foul. That's the 17th foul against Mountain Home, and so 1-1 should be coming up for the Lady Cyclones. Kay Jackson checking back in, replacing Lake and Moore, and Amelia Rucker coming in for Mountain Home as well as Parker Husky will take a seat. So the scoreboard had 6, but that is the 7th foul. So it is a 1-1 for Shaisha Willis.
You know, Mount Home's intensity on the defensive end is really good right now. We are doing good in our man-to-man. We're helping out. We're playing aggressive. That's why we got fouls. The refs are calling it tight. You got to start learning how to play to where the refs are calling.
Willis hit the first free throw and earned the bonus, and she got both free throws. Her first 2 points of the night, and Mount Home's lead back to single digits, 23-14 with 2:22 left in the half. Mullen will walk the ball into the front court. dribbles to the right wing. Takes the screen from Norcross, goes into the lane. Now kicks out in the left corner, and another offensive foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. Cameron Mullen picks up her second personal foul. That is the 18th foul against the Lady Bombers and their fifth turnover of the night.
That's two there on Cam. You know, man, that's a tough call. that was out of her hands, and, you know, I guess the official thought she was out of control coming in there. But
here's Burke into the front court for the Lady Cyclones. She'll give it up top to Shaisha Willis, who will put up the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Robinson. Her putback is blocked, and Mountain comes up with the ball.
You know, good job, Amelia, there. She didn't give up on the play, stayed with it, got up and got the ball and found it and grabbed it after she blocked it.
Mullen's going to drill into lane, going in for a layup. No good, but draws contact, or they're going to call that on the floor. I think they're calling that on the floor. Drew Robinson picks up her first personal foul, team foul number six against the Lady Cyclones. 1:43 left to play in the half. Mullen will inbound the ball on the baseline for the Lady Bombers as they lead by nine. Goes to Rucker. She's going to put up the jumper near the free throw line. Will not go. And the rebound's chased down by Jackson. Out to Moore. She'll try the three-pointer. No good. And another rebound for Mountain Home. Ball goes to Jackson in the low block. Her layup is blocked by Ely. It goes out of bounds. Mountain Home will inbound it with 1:27 left in the half.
No, you don't mind that at all. Kate being aggressive with the ball. Sometimes you're going to get your ball blocked as you're going in there. But you love Kate's aggressiveness coming across the lane, getting that offensive rebound for the Lady Bombers.
You never know when the official's going to call contact, too.
That's right.
Inbound pass is knocked away and stolen by Russellville. Here come the Lady Cyclones with 1:20 left in the half. Ball's knocked away by Mountain Home, but Ely's able to chase it down and avoid the turnover. Ely's going to dribble towards the low block. Now picks up a drill. Gives up top to Shaisha Willis. Over to Zariah Willis on the right side. Down to Shaisha Willis in the corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is being chased down by Robinson. And Russell will set back up. Here's Burke with it. She's going to drill to the low block. Going in for the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. Will not go, and this time the rebound comes to the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, Lady Bombers dodged one there. Burke
they
had two
did.
Shots right at the goal and couldn't get either one of them to fall.
Down to 40 seconds left in the half. Mount Home will most likely hold for the last shot of the half, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, you would love to take a 9-point lead, if not more, into the half right here. Consider that a great half by the Lady Bombers.
Mullen's going to take the screen from Moore. Down to 26 seconds. Trying to get away from her defender.
And avoid shooting.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Shaisha Willis picks up her first personal foul. Mountain Home is now in the bonus. That's the seventh foul against Russellville, so it will be a 1-1 for Cameron Mullen. This will be the first free throws of the night for the Lady Bombers. 24.9 left in the half. Emma Wilbur coming into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Annie Norcross. And Monica Chafin coming in for the first time for the Lady Bombers as well, replacing Amelia Rucker. Wilbur, a 5'11 junior. Chafin, a 5'9 sophomore.
If Cameron can knock these down, you see Parker wait to come set to come in here for Cameron.
Mullen's first free throw bounces around and goes in.
You know what you want to see? Cameron's got two fouls. You know, you never want to get three fouls in that first half. It really limits you what you can do in the second half. You'll see Parker come in here to make sure Cam doesn't pick up one right before the half.
Second free throw bounces around, but those are some shooter's rolls.
Yeah, she got the roll right there on both of them.
So Mullen's going to check out the game, being replaced by Parker Husky. 6 points for Mullen. 24.9 seconds left. Mountain Home's lead is up to 11 now. Inbound pass knocked away and stolen by Kate Jackson. Back on the Lady Bombers. And Mountain Home's quickly going to take a timeout. Probably a good one there.
Yeah, good timeout right there.
We'll break with 21.8 seconds left to play in the half. Mountain Home leading Russellville 25-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use a smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home taking their first time out of the night to try to get one last shot off before the end of the half, right after Kay Jackson came up with the steal. It is Mount Tom up 25-14 with 21.8 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, kind of an ill-advised pass there by Russellville. Kate got her get her hand on there, hustle and get the ball. One thing you also saw during that timeout, Coach Leonard able to get offense for defense. He had switched and got his defensive group in. Now he's got offensive group in. Let's get a shot before the half and extend this lead.
Here's Rucker into the front court, down to 15 seconds. Ball goes up top with Moore. Over to Norcross now. Over to Moore on the right side. She's going to dribble into the lane. Kicks out to Rucker in the left corner. Down to 6 seconds. She has the ball knocked away. Ball is being fought for by Norcross. Down to 3 seconds. She's going to try one last heave at the buzzer. No good. And we've reached the end of the first half.
Well, good ball movement there by the, you know, Lady Bombers. Good ball movement. Russellville just closed out a little too quick there for us to get a shot off.
Hey, we got a double-digit lead going into the locker room. Can't complain about that too much.
If we finish it, right? We had a good lead going in the second half last week against Van Buren. Let's see if we can make some changes and grow from last week and finish this game off this week.
Well, at halftime, Mount Tom is up on Russellville 25-14. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business,